coming up on the show.
And he just recently has actually watched me in person, and he was blown away. He was just like, oh my gosh, you are so fucking sexy. I love watching you. He goes, I can't even believe it. He goes, you're even sluttier than I thought. He was like, he's like, I had no idea. He goes, I am like so impressed. He goes, I'm even more turned down by you now than I ever was before.
You are now listening to the Venus Cuckoldress Podcast, a place to learn all things cuckolding for the curious, the passionate, and the sexually empowered woman who wants it all. Go to venuscuckoldress.com. You'll find the new Queen's Quarters fan destination. Book a one-to-one chat with me. Listen to the private podcast. And even get access to my secret Snapchat group, where I share some of my most intimate encounters. Now sit back, make yourself comfortable, and let's dive right into this episode. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the show, everybody. I'm super happy to have you here because today, on today's show, I have someone super, super fun, super sexy. She goes by Hot Blonde QOS, and she describes herself as the insatiable MILF next door, a proud slut and content creator. And she's been in the lifestyle for, I think it's like 9 years with her husband. She is a queen of spades, and she has the most fun and sexy tease and denial relationship dynamic with her cuck husband. So make sure you stick around. This is going to be a really fun episode with Hot Blonde QOS. And before we get into it, I just have a few short announcements. The first one, this is so fucking cool. Okay, I was in Houston at Splash Mocha last month in November, and I was able to meet in person a couple there who I had connected through my matchmaking service, Venus Connections. So they were each in the program, the matchmaking service for people, singles who are looking for a loving, cuckolding relationship. I matched them together, and I got to meet them in person, and they just got married. Woohoo! I'm so fucking excited about this. Oh my God. This is such a success story for the matchmaking service. I'm just absolutely thrilled for them. So congratulations to the happy couple. If you are wanting to learn more about Venus Connections, you can go to venusconnections.com. There's also an FLR program there now, too. So it's not just a cuckolding program. It's a FLR program for the ladies who are looking for a female-led relationship and not looking for the cuckolding component. So there's that option. And interestingly enough, whereas in the cuckolding program, there are way more single guys than there are single women. But in the FLR program, there's actually way more women, single women in there than single guys. So I did put a tweet out about this on Twitter. I'm like, why would this be? There must be a reason why there's more women, single women interested, seemingly interested in the FLR program rather than the cuckolding program. Lots of guys interested in the cuckolding program. Anyway, I did do put out a tweet, a post on Twitter or whatever the fuck you want to call it, about that. So if you want to chime in, make sure you check it out. My handle on Twitter or X or whatever the fuck is at cuckoldressv. Okay. So I'm so thrilled about that. I'm just so happy about that. That's so great. Anyway, second announcement. GTFO Radio is once a month. I have a live radio show on gtforadio.ca. And my guest for this month, December, is going to be Grunky. And some of you may remember he was on the show not that long ago where he was talking about cream pies and cuckold tattoos. This guy has like 13 or something like that cuckold tattoos. It must be a world record. It has to go in the Guinness book. But anyway, he's talking about how he is such an interesting story because, and I love this story so much because he's solo, he's single, he doesn't have a partner, but yet he's still enjoying the lifestyle as much as he possibly can. And he's had like countless cuckold sessions with pro doms and all these tattoos and all of these amazing experiences. And I'm just like, that's super fucking awesome. So anyway, he's going to be my guest on GTFO Radio. And that is going to be, mark your calendars, Tuesday, December 19th. And that is live at 12 p.m. Pacific time. So that's 3 p.m. Eastern. So if you're at work, just listen in at gtforadio.ca. Okay, last but not least, I have Doc Chocolate and myself going to be doing a very special Pillow Talk event. And this is going to be a bedroom stories, a cuckold bedroom literotica stories that we're going to be reading. And that'll be Friday, December 22nd at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. So listen in for free on the Moan app if you want to just do the audio only, or if you are a member of one of the supporter tiers at venuscuckoldress.com, then you get free access to the simulcast that'll be done on Crowdcast. So you get to not only listen in, but you get to watch as well. So if you want to join any one of the tiers, you get access to that at venuscuckoldress.com. Just click on the Queen's Quarters tab, and that'll be so much fun. Cannot wait. I've had several people submit their favorite literotica stories for us to read. So that is going to be a ton of fun. All right. Is it time? I think it's time. Let's jump into this episode with Hot Blonde QOS. Here we go. Joining me on the show today, I have one of my really good new friends. Her name is Tawny. She goes by the screen name Hot Blonde QOS, and I'm excited for this conversation. I was reading your Twitter profile, and it says, the insatiable MILF next door, proud slut, content creator, and BBC only queen of spades. So welcome to the show, Tawny. I can't wait to have this conversation with you. Say hello to all the listeners.
Hello, everybody. I'm very excited to be on here with Venus today. This is going to be fun.
This is going to be great. We first met in person in September at Hot Wife Palooza in Tucson, and we had a great conversation at the bar, which I camped out at the bar a lot during that event because I just loved meeting people and talking with them. But yeah, you and I had a great conversation, and yes. And so I was excited. I'm excited to have you on the show. So before we get into the things, those labels that you use on your Twitter profile, how did all of this start? Like, how did you get into the lifestyle? I'm assuming, okay, so you're married. I'm assuming mm-hmm. your husband brought this up for you?
You are correct. He did. This started for us about 9 years ago, and he brought it up as bedtime conversation. So he was terrified to even talk about it. And he said, maybe she's going to freak out. She's going to leave me or think I'm this just crazy person. So he started like dipping in at night. We'd be like laying there at night talking. He's like, so, you know, have you ever thought about, he started bringing it up like sexual things. Have you ever thought about doing this? Have you ever thought about having a threesome? Have you ever thought of, you know, actually maybe playing outside of our marriage? I mean, the conversation started really, really slow, and it just kind of kept building. And he was excited because I was like, yeah, actually I have thought about that before. And I just never thought he had. So we ended up deciding to jump into the lifestyle like a lot of people do as swingers. So we jumped into that together and made a profile on, at that time, place called Adult Friend Friday. That was where we started looking for other people that were like us. So a lot of digging. We met some couples. We had a lot of fun swinging together. But what we found was he liked to watch me. Mm-hmm. So he was enjoying himself, but he was always looking to see what was going on with me. He's like, what's she doing? Oh my God, she looks so hot over there. Oh my God, that is so amazing. So then the conversation started turning. He's like, you know what? He goes, I'm having fun, but I have way more fun watching you.
Yeah.
So then the door cracked to playing solo. And at that point he goes, what do you think about that? And I said, I would do it, but this is what my preference would be. And that was to actually start out as only playing with very sexy black gentlemen of my preference. And he was like super turned on by that. He's like, oh my gosh, that's so hot. He goes, I have to be honest, I've actually been watching interracial porn. So it was funny that we were both already on the same page before I even brought it up.
Wow.
So yes. So that's how we started. And it ended up being, I think the cucking started kind of early because he said, so how do you want to do this? And I said, I don't want you to watch me in person. I said, I'm going to do this, but I don't want to worry about you. I don't want to worry about what you're doing at the time while we're starting this. I want to play solo. We're going to be safe about it, but I will make video for you. We'll send you pictures. I will tease you. But I said, I don't want you to be present when I play. And he was very turned on by that. He was like, wow, okay. So that's how we've been for the last 6 years when I actually started just being specifically a Queen of Spades. And he just recently has actually watched me in person, and that was at a content shoot house that I was at in October. And he was blown away. He was just like, oh my gosh, you are so fucking sexy. I love watching you. He goes, I can't even believe it. He goes, you're even sluttier than I thought. He was like, I had no idea. He goes, I am like so impressed. He goes, I'm even more turned down by you now than I ever was before. So now he enjoys watching. I love having him watch. It's been very fun.
That is so amazing. So I think I've heard from a lot of guys, and this must be an insecurity thing, that like when they first get into it with their wife or partner, they are very adamant that they need to be there in person, and that yes, him being not being there is way too scary and is way too angsty, and they feel like that, or they're afraid that she's not going to come home.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't mean to laugh at that, but I'm like, that's so ridiculous. But it is a fear that like think that they have, like, that angst is a real fucking thing. I'm surprised that he was just like, okay, but you still were involving him by taking pictures and video and sending it to him. And he was involved still in that way, right?
Yes. He was very nervous about that at first. He didn't know what he thought about it. But I told him, I said, you know, you and I, we're tight. You're my person. And I need to do this because I want to actually get into just feeling, being in the moment, being my sexual being that I am. And I don't want to worry about at this point in this journey about what you're thinking. I said, I know you're going to be nervous, but I'm going to include you in this. So I would send him pictures of like me walking down the hallway at the hotel, snapping a picture like, hey, almost at the door, it's going to happen. And then I would send him another picture when I got in there, and he loves to watch me suck cock. So that's always the first picture that I send him. I am always down on my knees and doing my thing, and he loves it. But yes, the other part of our relationship is another thing that comes up a lot with angst is compersion. Mm. And he definitely feels what I feel. That's one thing that our connection is so tight. He goes, I feel like when you go play, I know exactly how you're feeling. He goes, I'm like turned on the whole time you're gone. He goes, I just know what you're doing, even before I send him a video. So he says, I feel like your sexual energy, even when you're not here, when you're gone playing.
So isn't that so? And that's where the relationship part comes in, because if you were to just go and do a cuck scene with a cuck who you met on FetLife and you're like both like, oh, let's go, you can cuck me on Friday night, let's go, we'll find this guy. Is somebody that you're not in a relationship with, sure, that's, I guess, cuckolding. But like, you wouldn't have that kind of compersion because your husband knows you so well. He knows you and your sexuality, and he knows what you're feeling at that time. And so it's that kind of emotional intimacy that you have with your husband that can create that level of compersion that would be super enjoyable for him. I can totally relate to that.
Yeah, that's hot. It is hot. It's hot for me too, knowing that he actually is feeling that, and that he's just as turned on instead of worried. He already told me before, he goes, I know I don't have to worry about you. He goes, I know you love me. I know what connection we have. And I told him, nobody knows me better than you do. Absolutely nobody. So why would I ever, if you want to say, dip out, go look for something else? Because our connection is unlike anything that I would say that most normal couples in a vanilla relationship have. So it's, to me, it's like the most special gift ever that we have both received it. So it's amazing.
That's so awesome. Have you ever like done voice recordings or anything like that and sent that to him, or have him like listen in or anything like that?
Yes, I've had a couple. We did do one where not too long ago, where we actually did a video call. We were trying to do a video call. It was with one of my bulls, and the video wasn't working, so we just did audio. And so I was like, hey, what are you doing? And then as my bull is starting to play with me, he's eating my pussy and I'm moaning, and he's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, well, just listen, I think you'll figure it out. So we're talking, and then he's like, he's eating your pussy, isn't he? And I'm like, yes. And then we just kept the audio on, and he listened to us, and he goes, oh my God, I wish that video would have been working. So he was very excited to hear that. Another thing that we do often is I sometimes will have my bulls message him and send him texts like, hey, I'm here with your very hot, sexy wife, and I just want you to know that she's being pleasured very, very well, and you can't pleasure her like I do. So don't even think about it.
That's so hot.
It's just like he's hot. He loves that. He loves that slight humiliation and tease. Because I'll be honest, my husband is not small. He doesn't have a small cock. He's not, you know, the tiny guy that doesn't have a dick. He's got a very nice one. So I wouldn't have married him if he hadn't, honestly, because I've always been a little bit of a size queen. So he is very spoiled in that regard. I try to include him as much as I possibly can. I don't want him to ever feel like he is not part of this journey that we're on.
Right. So so he likes that little bit of teasing and humiliation.
Oh, yes.
And so do you guys have like the reclaiming, or I hate that fucking word, but reconnecting sex afterwards?
You know, we've had more friends of ours that are in the lifestyle, and other people that we talk to. My husband has not fucked me in 4 years. So we really have a total denial. We have a total denial cuckolding relationship. Our thing, and he loves it. Most people probably wouldn't understand it. We have our own way of playing that gives us our own sexual energy, with me playing with him, teasing him, some other very fun things that you can do with your significant other. But I just tell him he doesn't have what I need to be pleasured and to be satisfied. And he finds that incredibly much of a turn on. He'll try to tease me sometimes. He'll be like, oh, but I can fuck you. You know, I can. I've done it before. And I'll be like, no, you can't. You can't. This is not your pussy anymore. You cannot have it. And then he'll be like, okay, you're right. He loves it, which is, a lot of people won't understand that, but that's another part of our relationship, which is, I think, probably not the normal.
Yeah, most people would look at that and be like, oh, that's mean, that's not fair, that's cruel, that's degrading. But mm-hmm. I mean, it's just a little game that you guys play that you both really love playing. Otherwise, you wouldn't do it, right?
Exactly. Yes. Otherwise, we wouldn't do it. We both enjoy the denial and the tease. And like I said, people don't know what we're doing on the other side of it to get that fulfillment. So we are both fulfilled sexually, but it just doesn't include him actually fucking me.
Right.
So there's lots of other ways to get sexual pleasure and absolutely. Still be connected.
Yeah,
yes.
Absolutely. Okay. So you online, you sometimes go by the label of hot wife or cuckoldress. Like which one is it? Do you identify with one more than the other or both?
I identify with both. I probably even more now with the cuckoldress side of it because we, like I said, our journey is developing all the time. It's always changing. It just seems to be walking down this road where we're both really happy with where it's going. So I feel like I'm both now, especially now that he's actually watched me and been in the room when I've actually been. It's either shooting, and then just recently, actually, I had a bull here visiting us, and he was in the room watching and then watching from the doorway, which he loved. We'd leave the door open, and we'd be in our bedroom just fucking and eating pussy and sucking cock and doing all these things, and he was standing in the doorway, and he would peek in. He'd stand there and watch for a while. Then he'd walk out, and then you could tell he just couldn't stay away, and he loved it. So that for him was an immense turn on to be fucked in our bed that we sleep in together. So
that is such a cuck move. I love it.
Peeking through
the doorway. Oh my God. I love
and
that.
And I would look up and see him and his face. He was just like smiling and had this look on his face. And then he would like mouth at me, "You're such a slut. You're so fucking hot." You'd be lipping that to me, and I'd just be grinning at him. I'd be like, "I know."
That is so hot. Oh my God.
He loved it. And when I was filming for the first time, same thing. I looked up at him. I love watching him while I'm fucking. Now I just look up at him and I just get this look on my face, and he goes, "I look at your face," and I'm like, "Oh God, she's in her place right now. She is just totally sexy tawny right now. She is like getting what she wants, and he knows it by my face and the look on my face when I look at him, like, yes, this is what I need right here."
See, that is hot as fuck. And if we can translate that into cuck porn, I would watch it and I would enjoy it.
Yes. And that is the other thing that comes up a lot when people start visiting about cuckolding or looking at cuckolding. Because I think that conversation I told you when we were in Palooza in Tucson was that you were such an integral part of our journey of me becoming a cuckoldress, because I had this preconceived idea of what it was like because of what professional porn puts out as cucking. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm not that black leather dominatrix with my whip and, you know, how's my high-heeled stilettoed boots on my cuck's, you know, on his ass, telling him to lick my feet. I'm like, I can't do that. So that's what I thought cucking was. And as I started really digging in with his very, very gentle, he's like, please read. I really, really want this. So I started looking into it. And your podcast was what really changed how I viewed it. And it was like a light bulb. This is about our relationship. It's about how I am as a person, how he is. There's no rule for cuckolding. I am not a mean person. Some people might think that's mean that he doesn't fuck me, but it's not mean for us because it's a turn on and we both find it incredibly hot. So I am not one of those people that can be particularly mean. So even doing what I do now and telling him that he can't do this, can't do that, it's been a journey for me. But now I really like it, and it's not a mean thing. It's actually loving. Yeah. It's meant with a lot of love. But yes, if we could see more of that type of cuckolding porn, I think that more women would understand that it's not this label of one thing. It's not the dominatrix cuckolding. There is that cuckolding, as we know, but that's only just one little tiny, tiny piece of it. There's so much more.
We'll be back after a quick break.
Can you believe it's been 4 years since I first started this podcast? And looking back, I had no idea that this would be my full-time job. I love the work that I do, and it's because of you, the listeners, and your support that I'm able to do this. So right now, if you join the Helpful Cuck tier, you get tons of benefits. My favorite ones are the private one-to-one chat every month. You also get access to my private Snapchat group, weekly live hangouts with me on Crowdcast. I love those. And you get juicy bonus episodes. There's key holding. There's video replays of the Pillow Talk events. And there's also access to my private community on the Moan app. So join right now. You can use the promo code CUCKLOVE2024 for 15% off your Helpful Cuck membership at venuscuckoldress.com.
So much more. Oh my gosh, your dynamic is so fucking hot. I love it so much. And I didn't even know, because like we've had conversations, but they've been brief. So I'm like, this is so awesome. I'm all excited over here. Like, this is so great. Let's talk about the Queen of Spades part. So you decided all of a sudden that you wanted to only have Black men as partners, and you told your husband that, and he was kind of like, holy shit, that's hot. Okay, that's not usually, I think, how it happens, but that's awesome. But okay, so where did this come from? Was this just something out of the blue, or I don't know, like, did you always have a preference for Black guys?
I've always been very attracted to Black men, and ironically, where I live, growing up and going through, you know, all through school, all through high school, college, there was very, very limited Black men in my area, but I have always been very attracted to them. Pictures of them, when I see them, I loved their energy, the ones that I've met, their dynamic. And they always just made me feel really sexy, and they made me feel very, I felt like they were almost pulling that kind of very sexual person out just talking to them. I would get more flirty with them. I would feel like I was definitely more open. I would never do that. Never did it in front of my husband when we were early on this, but there wasn't too much of that around. But when we were talking about playing solo, I was like, oh, this is like a fantasy of mine. And I really, really want to delve into this. And the funny thing is he told me later, he said, oh my God, I am so glad that I found you before you became a Queen of Spades. He goes, because I don't think you and I would have been married. I think you would have been, in an IR relationship. I would have been married or been just somebody that strictly could be doing what I'm doing now, but as a non-married person. But yeah, he says, I perfectly can see you as having been married to a Black man instead of me, if you would have met the right person early on. And he goes, thank God you didn't. So, and I'm happy we didn't either. But yeah, that was not just a random, like, oh, I want to try it because it's something that everybody has been talking about, and it's out on porn. It was truly something that I was always curious about and very turned on by the men that I've met.
Yeah. 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 It's definitely a thing. I mean, certainly not all cuckolding or hotwifing couples delve into the interracial part, but there is definitely a thing about it that has a lot of, and it's enticing for some people. So myself included.
Yes, yes, exactly.
but yeah, it's definitely, it's not something that everyone does. So how concerned, or do you have concern that maybe you'll fall in love with one of your bulls, or has this happened, or have you and your husband talked about this?
Yes, we've actually talked about it a lot. We talked about it probably 4 years ago, and it's become a little bit more of a conversation now, but in a good way. We are definitely in a spot in our marriage and with our connection that the trust and the love is there. And this is how much I could say that the trust and love is there. Because he has told me, he said, I want you to have some very steady bulls, which I do. I have two that are very steady. They don't live here. I don't see them often enough, but they are definitely regulars for me. And he said, I know that you're going to have feelings for them. And he goes, I'm okay with that. He says, how can you not have feelings for these people, for these men? Because they have feelings for you, but at the same time, they know our dynamic. And I have never felt at any point where they were trying to pull me away from my husband, or I was feeling like I wanted to leave him. I feel like I have a good line in my mind, because the love that I feel, or the feelings that I have for those particular men, is not the same as what I have for my husband. So for me, that's like another half of my life. So I've got that life as a Queen of Spades, which is separate, but still connected to my life with my husband. And that connection, as I said earlier, nobody knows me as much as well as he does. Yeah. I could never replace that. And I wouldn't want to. He's truly my person. We have a connection like no other, and I can't imagine not having him in my life, but I enjoy having these men in my life. And the very, very great thing about it is they have very good relationships with him. We're all of us are friends, which makes it very fun. So when we get together, we go out for dinner. One of my bulls, he and my husband have gone fishing together. I mean, they have done like things together, like without me. I'll be like, hey, what are you guys doing? They're like, well, we're going to go do this, so we'll catch up with you later. And I'm like, all right, you know, so it, I love it. I love that they are just as excited to be friends with my husband, and then they appreciate him and they always thank him. Thank you so much for sharing your beautiful wife with us.
Yeah.
We feel very, you know, very kind of blessed, they say, that he's sharing. They are very, very happy that we have what we have, all of us. So
that sounds kind of awesome. Hard.
Yeah.
Have you come across any kind of stumbling blocks, emotional wobbles? Because I think that there's this fear that a lot of couples or single guys have of like, oh, if I do this for real, like, am I going to regret it? Like, is this going to turn out to be something that's negative? Have you experienced any of those kind of challenges with your husband along the way?
Oh, absolutely. When we first started, when we got married, he had trust issues, not with me. He'd had some relationships, which, you know, that happens to all of us. Yeah. So he had a very hard time. He knew he could trust me, but at the same time, in the back of his mind, I think he was always waiting to see if I would, you know, that something would happen and it would fall apart. And I kept telling him for all the years of our marriage, we've been married for over 30 years, that I'm not going anywhere. You're not going to get rid of me. I don't want anybody else but you. We still both look at other people, but we don't, I'm looking, I'm not touching. And it took probably about 20 years for his light bulb to go off and realize that I really was not going anywhere.
Yeah.
And he didn't have to worry about that. It was a journey. If we could talk about that journey for an hour, but let's just say that we took slow steps on that. And when I saw that he was having anxiety about it, I would step back a little bit and I would talk to him about it. And I'd say, okay, you encouraged me to do this. So let's talk about why you're nervous about this. Are you nervous about me having feelings for this person? Are you nervous that this person's going to try to take me away? Why are you feeling that way? And then he would sit back and go, gosh, I don't know. I guess it is just that fear and that little bit of a jealousy. He goes, but it's, I still find it hot. So talking about it and realizing that I wasn't just going to like bulldoze ahead, be like, I don't care what you think. You're just going to have to figure it out. Yeah. It was doing it with love and doing it as a couple. And it was always stopping and making sure that we both were on the same page. And I always told him, at any time that you feel like this isn't good for you, let's stop and talk about it, because I'm not going to lose you.
Yeah.
So let's make sure that we always keep that connection and that line of communication open. So it's a lot of communication. This whole lifestyle and this whole journey is all about communication. Whether you're cuckolding or hot wifing, you have to be connected and talk to each other, or you will have these problems.
And that every guest I talk to on the show says the same thing. Like, this is varsity level communication, and it's absolutely necessary. You're going to have all sorts of problems if you're not at that level together. So it takes practice. It takes intention, and you have to do it. So you got to learn the skills. You got to do it. That's amazing. What if your husband suddenly said, I don't want to do this anymore. What have you thought about that? Like, cause I've heard people ask that question, like, what would you do? And I've thought about it myself. I'm like, oh damn. Like,
I know, I know. I think we'd have to talk about it. And I'd have to ask him why he doesn't want to do it anymore. And I think, personally, I feel like we're not going to get to that point, but if we were, same thing, it would be a talking point. But I have to say that I would be like, wow, I probably would have to tell him, honestly, I don't know if I could stop, but let's talk about why you want me to stop. And is it because you're nervous about our relationship, or is it because you just think that, you know, I'm too old or something's going to happen? Or, I mean, I guess that's probably it, but I don't know if I could really give up. I don't think he would ask me to do that, because he's seen me grow as a sexual person, and he's the one that's been encouraging me the whole time, from going from this kind of shy person that hardly even wanted to turn the lights on during sex to like walking around in a room with no clothes on with lots of people and just, not worrying about what I look like anymore. And I mean, of course we worry, but not really concerned that anybody is seeing me naked anymore.
Yeah.
So, but yes, that is a very good question. And I actually asked him about that, and I said, I hope you never asked me to do that. He goes, I know. I think that would be really hard for you.
Yeah.
So
he knows that. Yeah,
he does.
Okay. Let's talk about your OnlyFans. You at some point decided, and I know that you have lots of videos and pictures because you've been sending them to your husband for years, right? So at some point you decided, look, I think I'm going to do the OnlyFans thing. So what was that process like for you?
We'll be back after a quick break.
Hey, did you know that there's a one-of-a-kind matchmaking service for cuckolding? And female-led relationships? Venus Connections is a private service for single men and single women who want a loving, cuckolding relationship. And now there's a new separate FLR program, too. There's no scrolling through profiles or sharing photos with members. It's totally private. And the dates are blind dates, too. Included in the program is a 3-week course and an interview with me. So join now at venusconnections.com and use the code TOPTIER2024 for 40% off the top 1% membership. That's venusconnections.com. Make 2024 the year that you get the relationship of your dreams.
Well, actually, a friend of ours encouraged me to try OnlyFans, and I will mention him by name because he is also a podcaster, and that is our Doc Chocolate at Bulls and Queens. And he and I are very good friends. He was actually my second hot wife meetup. Oh, wow. We have like a long history. We both started as lifestylers, and then he was just starting to dip into OnlyFans when we met. So our second meeting, he's like, you should do this. You should really try this. You look really hot on film. And he goes, you could make some really good money. It could help you travel to some of these, you know, events or meet people that you want to do, or whatever, whatever you want to do with that money. And I was like, that actually sounds pretty intriguing. So I talked to my husband about it, and he was like, okay, well, let's try it and see what this is all about. So I started OnlyFans about, I think we're going on 2 years. And I will tell you, I am a dabbler in OnlyFans. I have a personal love-hate relationship with OnlyFans, only because it's myself. And that meaning, for me, it's a time conflict. So you could put as much or little as you want into OnlyFans, but there's still an engagement by your fans. They want to have some connection with you. They want to chat at you. They want to see if, you know, will you make them a custom? Will you do something for me? And I just don't really have a lot of time to sit on the computer all day long and talk to people and answer these chats and questions. So that's my problem with OnlyFans. And I think a lot of people either have somebody else chat for them, or they carve out times in their day. And depending on whether this is the only thing they do, they are just doing amateur porn and they're making it a career. But me, I'm not. It's definitely a side thing. I have another job. I also, I'm a hot wife and a queen of spades, and that's like who I am, number one.
Yeah.
And a cuckoldress before I am a content creator. The content creating for me is just fun. I enjoy it. I love trying to see how things go on the camera. I'm very spontaneous. And the OnlyFans is something that I've kind of started to try to figure out how I could scale back. And I'm considering just going to other platforms that don't require me to have a lot of engagement with people where I have to chat. Like I love to chat with people, but I just like, I'm talking to you. We could sit there and do this for an hour. I could do the same with some of the fans. Yeah. And I don't have that time, because I have to have time for my husband. I have to have time for myself and for my life.
Yeah. Yeah. But it can easily get overwhelming.
For me, it is. For other people, it works very well, but some people I know have their husbands doing, helping manage their OnlyFans and doing a lot of those things for them. And then they're still able to jump on and engage because somebody else is loading up their videos and getting things ready for them to post out. But I just don't have that. My husband's starting to help me with some of those things, but we both really are very people that love to do lots of other things. So I think we're going to turn into maybe going to some other platforms instead of OnlyFans. So if I do that, I will definitely let my fans know on Twitter that that's the direction I'm going.
That's awesome. I've had a lot of people online recently. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the time of year. I have no idea. But so many people asking where my content is, where my OnlyFans is. And I was like, I don't have one. I'm like, I don't know why it's all of a sudden like this thing where guys are like, really, like, I want that from you. And I'm like, I just don't want an OnlyFans. I have never really wanted one, but I love the fact that women are killing it on OnlyFans.
Yes. I love it too.
Yeah. I think that's awesome. That's so great. Good for them. And I think that like, as long as women are doing it for them and they're not being forced into things or coerced or whatever, or used or whatever. Like, I just don't want there to be any kind of like abuse in that way. But as long as women are the one leading this OnlyFans drive, I mean, that's great. I think it's awesome.
Yeah, it is. And a lot of women are killing it on there, and they probably have a really good time doing it. And it is good to see people actually getting sexually empowered to do that. And I think there's more people doing it. It's kind of funny. I think almost now the conversation is people will ask you when you are, oh, you're a hot wife, you're a queen of spades, you're a cuckoldress. oh, do you do OnlyFans? And at one point in time, I would have been like, no. I would have been just happy to be on Twitter, and I still am. I mean, if I pulled the plug on my OnlyFans tomorrow, I just enjoy doing my Twitter posts too and engaging with fans on there. I chat with people in DMs on there all the time. It's actually very fun. But that's how I feel about it. I could pull the plug on that easy. Other people probably would be like, oh, I don't really know if I want to do that. But there's so many other places to look at for those things besides OnlyFans. So
yeah,
I find out new places every day. Loyal fans, many vids.
You're on many vids now, right?
Yes, I am on many vids now. Yeah, I just started actually just this week and it's going very well. I got to get some more things on there. I've got lots of people going, when are you going to put more content on there? When are you going to put more videos on there? So I'm like, okay, I got to get going on that. But that's easy. I can just load those things in there and I don't have to jump in there every day and see if somebody wants me to take, you know, make a custom video or chat with them for an hour or for 30 minutes. So I like that. That fits my personality really well.
Yeah, that's good. That's awesome.
Yes.
All right. We don't have a lot of time left, but I feel like I have so many more things to ask you. So I think we need to continue this conversation. I would like to at some point, but
I'd love to.
I am just so thrilled to have you on the show today. Where can people find you? Like what's your Twitter handle? Where can they find information about you? And I will have, for everyone listening, I will have the links listed in the show notes for today as well.
Yes. You can find me on Twitter and I'm at HotBlondeQOS and the same on MediVids. My MediVids profile is the same. It's HotBlondeQOS. And I do have a Linktree link on my Twitter bio, on my profile. So if you go on there, you'll see the Linktree and that will take you to all of those places. It'll take you to my OnlyFans. It'll take you to my MediVids and it will actually has a Cash App link as well. So you can click that and you can find me there too. And my email is hotblondeqs@gmail.com and feel free to email me there if you'd like.
Oh God, that's going to blow up.
I love chatting with some of these people. I love talking with the cucks that have like hit me up. It's really fun. I enjoy it.
You're going to need to hire someone. You're going to need to hire someone to manage your inbox now. So,
okay. I will be asking you for feedback on that, Venus. How do I do that?
All right. I want to say a big thank you, Tawny, for jumping in on the show today. It's been such a pleasure to have you here.
I have enjoyed it. I would love to be on again. This has been fun.
That's going to be it for this episode. Make sure you go to venuscuckoldress.com. That's where you can check out the Queen's Quarters fan destination, as well as book a private chat with me. And if you're looking for a matchmaking service because you're single and looking for a loving cuckolding relationship or FLR relationship, go to venusconnections.com to learn more. Don't forget to mark your calendar for Tuesday, December 19th at noon Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern, live on GTFO Radio with my guest, Grunky. It'll be a great show. And of course, Pillow Talk, Bedroom Cuck Stories. That'll be on Friday, December 22nd at noon Pacific time with my guest, Doc Chocolate. Listen in free on the Moan app, or if you're on one of the supporters tiers, you get access to the live Crowdcast video event. All right, that's it for today's episode. We'll see you next time. If you've been listening to this podcast for a while, then you know I've talked about a really, really amazing sexual activity other than cuckolding, and it's called sensual massage. Now, I've received this a few times, and it is fucking mind-blowing. I'm a huge fan, but there just hasn't been any kind of place for guys to learn how to do it, not that I knew of anyway.
until now, I came across this video, this sensual massage video that is on xoafterglow.com, which is a pretty cool site. It is porn that is meant to be real, educational, entertaining, of course, but really cool, made by women, and lots of different kinds of porn as well. So I found this video on there and I was like, oh my God, yay. It's really hot. It's this real couple. And he's actually, in the beginning of the video, learns how to do the massage. He's obviously watching some sort of instructions. He talks to his wife about it, and she's on the massage table, and he gives her an amazing sensual massage. Now, it's not as long as I would like as far as length of time, but the video is great, and I'm so happy to see it. It's really hot. It's really sexy, and it just presses all the buttons for me. So if you want to check it out, you should go to xoafterglow.com. And right now, if you enter the code Venus, you can actually get 1 week of free access to it, a free trial. So that's xoafterglow.com. Enter the code Venus. And the link for that, if you are not going to be able to remember, is in the show notes for today. Enjoy!